thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Galatians 5:7, you ran well, who hindered you? You must take responsibility for your life instead of blaming others. In the Garden of Eden, when God asked Adam why he had eaten from the tree, he blamed his wife. The woman you gave me the fruit and I ate. Then we read, the woman said, the serpent deceived me. Eve blamed the devil. So did God accept their excuses? No. He said to Adam, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And God said to Eve, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. After those words were spoken, Adam and Eve were banished from paradise. Since God is all-knowing, you ask, how come he got angry with Adam and Eve? Because neither one would take responsibility for their actions. When you sin, God will readily forgive you. What he won't accept, however, is obfuscating, rationalizing, justifying, excusing, and blaming. His word says, he who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. So if you want to move forward, you must take responsibility for your life. From Vision's Word for Today, What to Expect on Life's Journey, Part 3.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.